Good morning. It's Finney, Nikki, and Sam. And today, officially across the country, cannabis is legalized. And we have been talking to a lot of Montrealers lately, and a lot of kids, they've been asking questions, and they want to know more. And we thought we'd reach out to a professional this morning. Annick Lalonde is on the phone. She's a registered nurse specializing in medical cannabis. Now, we assume you've been getting a lot of questions lately.
Definitely, especially since it's going recreational and there's a lot of things that a lot of people are unsure of, even the government itself.
Nick, I'm curious because we spoke to some listeners in the past couple weeks and kids are going to ask questions. They're already asking questions about cannabis and now that it's legal. What's the best way to talk to our children about all this?
Well, first and foremost, I think knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be providing parents with as much knowledge as possible about the not only the negative effects of cannabis, but also the positive benefits, because it is being used medically. And I think it's really, really important that when we do educate our children, we educate them the same way that we would about alcohol, about prescription drugs that they might find on a counter, or even about safe sex.
That's a really good point.
Because in general, cannabis is going to be used both recreationally and medically. And I think when we speak to our children, they should know that cannabis is not just a drug. It's not alcohol.
So you're saying that parents who sort of just want to like bury their head in the sand and not have the conversation, they're making a mistake.
A big mistake, because they need to know both the benefits and the negatives, because it has both, but it has so much more benefits. And I think it would be really important that the more people understand this drug, which is also a medication, that they'll become more and more open and sort of like step away from the stigmas of the 1970s joint and everybody's hippie and a hoorah.
Thank you so much for your time, Annick Lalonde. She's a registered nurse specializing in medical cannabis. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
By the way, just for the record, we're not advocating cannabis or anything like that. It's just legal across the country. And it's a conversation that a lot of people are having these days. So hopefully that was helpful to you. And a lot of texts coming in this morning. People are supporting it. People are not supporting it. There are some people who are willing to try it who have never have before. Nikki, I know you threw that out.
They're mostly saying, like, somebody said, I never used it, never thought about it, but they're going to ask their doctor about using it for their migraines. I think that's a good idea, too, if you do want to use it medicinally, to start the conversation with your doctor, mm-hmm. right?
All right. Thanks for the text this morning.